The audio clip you just heard is a clue to what we're going to be talking about today. Gamers have played the series for a combined total of over 235,000 years. And remember, this is only counting time spent playing online from September 9th of 2004 to March 31st of 2012. For this figure of over 235,000 years, we aren't counting the first game, anything after March 31st of 2012, or the possibly millions of people who have played this series that weren't connected to the internet. If we include these factors, the actual number could be much higher. Ever heard of Star Wars? The impact of this series on our culture has been compared to that of Star Wars. This game series is the fourth best-selling game franchise of all time, not including merchandise. What am I talking about? This is Nelson for VideoGamesandBall.com, and today we're talking about Halo. More specifically, we're talking about the Covenant and the Forerunners, because you can't really talk about one without talking about the other. They're directly connected, and we're going to be starting with the Covenant. Now, what is the Covenant? Who are the Covenant? The Covenant are one of the main enemies in the Halo series. Ever since the first game was released back in 2001 with the original Xbox, Halo Combat Evolved, players have, according to Bungie Records, killed billions upon billions of these aliens. Because that's what they are. For those who don't know, the Covenant are an alliance of many different alien species that are all united by a single religion. First of all, let's just look at the very name of the Covenant as the enemies of the series. Let's go to Acts 3:25. Ye, talking about Christians, are the children of the prophets and of the Covenant, which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. So we're seeing that Christians are the children of the Covenant. Additionally, members of the Covenant Empire literally come from all over the galaxy. Different species, languages, planets, all united by faith. This really ties into the whole biblical idea of, hey, the only people going to heaven is not just going to be this group or that group or these people. It's going to be, well, I'll just let the Bible explain. Revelation 7:9 through 10. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, in other words, languages, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Luke 13:28-29. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is Jesus talking to the Pharisees and whatnot. When ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, really from everywhere, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. The Covenant have prophets, such as the Prophet of Truth, Mercy, and Conviction. Hebrews 1:1-12. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. In this verse, we see how God spoke through the prophets, such as Jeremiah or Isaiah or Micah. But the prophets in Halo are nothing like them. The main reason is that they failed God's test for a prophet. In Halo, we see the prophets are lying about some great journey that will result from activating the Halo rings. They believe that it will make all who join them, and more importantly themselves, into gods. However, in reality, activating the rings will destroy everyone. The fact that they're telling lies that what they're saying does not come true is very revealing when you compare it to Deuteronomy 18:20-22. It shows the main difference between God's prophets and false prophets. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And this actually came true in Halo, as nearly every one of the prophets in the Halo series have died. Back to the verse. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? And here's how. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is a thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. The covenant have deacons, such as the ungoy or grunts called Dadab and Pipit. Philippians 1:1-2. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 3:13. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. The covenant even have ministries, and these go from the ministry of resolution and the ministry of tranquility to, interestingly, the ministry of conversion. Acts 6:3-4. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. 2 Corinthians 5:18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Acts 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Lastly, Colossians 4:17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Possibly the most disturbing ministry in the Halo series thus far is the ministry of fervent intercession. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now let's go to Romans 11:2-3. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. So here we just saw two places where believers in Jesus Christ, believers in the true and living God, are being both fervent and making intercession. And really, we're just following the examples of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, because they make intercession too. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. When the Arbiter encountered Gravemind in Halo 2, this was back when the Arbiter was still a part of the Covenant Empire, this is what Gravemind had to say about him. This one is but flesh and faith, and is the more deluded. That's interesting, because as Christians we have two parts. Our flesh, Romans 7:18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. The other half we have is our spirit, the source of our faith. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Moving on, I'd like to call your attention again to James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer, remember those two words, fervent prayer, of a righteous man availeth much. In Halo Reach, we see this covenant ship called Ardent Prayer, and it gets blown to pieces, literally. In the Halo Reach mission Long Night of Solace, you as a player, along with the teammate George, go onto this ship and blow it up. But to blow it up, George must stay behind to activate the blast, so blowing up Ardent Prayer ends up looking like this heroic sacrifice. In Halo 3, the Prophet of Truth once said, "Though our enemies crowd around us, we tread the blessed path. In a moment I will light the rings, and all who believe shall be saved." Sound familiar? Romans 10:9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Acts 16:31, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." From the evidence that we've looked at, we can clearly see that the covenant are a distorted, twisted representation of Christians and Christianity. One of the things that has been drastically twisted is that we see in Revelation, at the end of everything, those who do not believe in and follow Jesus Christ are burning in the lake of fire. Meanwhile, we who believed in and followed Jesus Christ while we had the chance on this earth are living with him in New Jerusalem forever. In the Halo series, the Covenant destroy the city of New Jerusalem. Just what is so dangerous about all this is that this isn't just, oh, they're aliens, they're like Christians. No, they're the enemies of supposedly all mankind. According to Bungie data, billions of Covenant have been killed in firefight, one mode alone. And this is what happens when you make Christians and God your enemy. Philippians 3:17-19. "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Now there is more that could be said of the covenant, especially in the Bible. Some of that is covered in the print version of this article, but right now we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and cover the Forerunners. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back with more Video Games in the Bible Live. And we're back. In the previous section, we talked about how the covenant tie into the Bible, Christians, and Christianity, and just how significant and dangerous that is. Now, we're discussing the Forerunners, which tie directly into the Covenant. Throughout the Halo series, we see how the Covenant worship these beings known as Forerunners. Hebrews 6:20, "Whither the Forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So, this clearly shows us that Jesus Christ is Forerunner. And of course, Christians worship Christ as well. Matthew 28:9, "And as they went to tell his disciples," they in this case is Mary and some other women who went to visit Jesus' tomb, "behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him." Luke 24:50-53, this is back when Jesus was about to ascend up into heaven after rising from the dead. "And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen." So, Christians worship Forerunner, the Covenant worship Forerunner. Just another link, right? Well, it goes much deeper than that in the Halo series. In Halo, humans become the Forerunners, or the new ones. Actually, before the story was changed with the release of Halo 4, humans were Forerunners, period. But now they are the new Forerunners. They're shown as inheriting this mantle that is passed down from the nearly extinct Forerunner race. And of course, tempting and luring humans by promising godhood is nothing new. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3:5, this is Satan speaking. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Halo takes this concept of Forerunner and godhood beyond just all of humankind down to a certain individual. This is what 343 Guilty Spark told Master Chief, the main character of the series, near the end of Halo 3.
You are the child of my makers, inheritor of all they left behind. You are Forerunner.
So we see that Master Chief is being made Forerunner. Unfortunately, the position is already taken by Jesus Christ. This is what 2 Corinthians warns us against as another Jesus. Master Chief represents not only another Jesus, but Satan himself, who got kicked out of heaven for the very reason that he wanted to become God. This is exactly what Master Chief is doing by assuming the title of Forerunner. Here's what Satan said when he wanted to be God. Isaiah 14:14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. Isaiah 14:15 is God's response to this. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. What's so interesting about this comparison to the devil is that Master Chief actually confirms this with his own words. Throughout the series, the Covenant had called him a demon, literally. So I find it interesting that in Halo Reach, Master Chief said,
maybe I am a demon.
Finally, I'm going to show you one more person who said that they were God. Fearful judgment is executed upon him as well. Ezekiel 28:1-10. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God. Because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations. And they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am God? But thou shalt be a man, and no God, in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you until next time. Goodbye.